You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. No, somebody, somebody, somebody.
Welcome back to another episode of You Better Ask Somebody podcast. I'm your host, Glow, and I hope you guys have been great since the last episode. So let's dive into this episode. But before that, what are your plans for Halloween this year? Are there any Halloween parties this year? Like, what's going on? Are people actually in the spirit for Halloween? Do people actually... I remember like last year, last 2021, 2022, because 2021 was the last time I went for a Halloween event as an adult. That was the last time I went for a Halloween event and people actually dressed up and in the vibe. I guess because it was, you know, after COVID, people were actually outside. Finally, clubs had opened and stuff like that. And, you know, event venues were open at odd hours. So I guess it made the comeback. 2022, I don't remember where I was 2022. Yeah, I don't think I remember where I was 2022 time for Halloween. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. Are people in the spirit this year? Is anyone doing anything? Are there any events? I was having a conversation with my friend and then she was like, oh, the village market event. Bruh, how old are we for real? I lazy quite easy. Because what do you mean Halloween? Village markets, bro, do they still do that? Do they still have events at village market? I think the last time I was at a Halloween party at village market was like when I was in high school, bro, and my intentions were not pure. I was there for the white boys because I was there for the biracial boys. It's like mamangu kwa Halloween at all. But anyway, I just wanted to know where the parties are, what people are actually doing, are people actually dressing up? I feel like I feel like I'm psyched to go outside and just dress up and just have fun and then go home. I don't know, just for the fun of it, just to not lose, you know, like a spirit, like a child in me. I saw my friend posting about Halloween, like on her close friends, and she was talking about how she feels like she's the only person who is not into Halloween because of what she actually finds it demonic. And so Jimona Lini hates that our kids are not going to have parents. I don't know. They're not going to have parents who are like, oh, you can't watch Harry Potter because it's demonic. You know how like when we were younger and we used to go to school and they used to be those kids because their parents told them that. Then I was like, our age, people don't actually really care about things. Like, what to do move? People don't think about Suji Nini because we were also having the conversation with my friends about Suji witchcraft and stuff like that. And as much as a kidogo, like, I don't fully entirely believe in witchcraft. Like, okay, yeah, you know, there's always that kafia. I feel like I'm just cautious about it. Like, I'd rather just be cautious and take care of myself than entirely dismissing it. Because then when you think about it, like, when it comes, facts come to facts, it's like, it's a lot of nonsense and a lot of things just don't make sense. But then also it's like, I'm not going to put myself at the risk of anything happening to me, so I'm going to protect myself. I don't know, I'm just in between, it's just a balance. But it had me thinking, bro, are there actually people who are going to tell their kids, no, you can't dress up for Halloween because it's demonic? She's actually literally the first. After I even DM'd her, I was like, that's wild. Because then I never actually thought someone of our time would say that. Like, really quite too shocked. I was just shocked. But anyway, I guess everybody has their release and all that. Anyway, so I know you guys are waiting for the update if I got the cat or not after the previous episode. Sadly, no. Little Miss Baby was adopted the next day. I don't remember when I went to get her. I think I went to get her on a Monday. So by Tuesday, so she was already gone. Suji, her mom and her little daughter came in. Her mom and her little daughter came and picked her up. Now she has a home. I don't know. I felt some type of way about it. I was like, damn, I really fumbled. Like, I really fumbled. I felt like I really missed out on something. But then also at the same time, I thought maybe it's a good thing. Now I have the chance to actually sit down and think it through and you know, all that. And I don't know. But then there's always this one thing my mom always tells me, that if something is yours, it'll be there. If not, you'll get the next best thing. So I don't know. Eileen, who wished you story, got almost scammed right when I was moving out. And I was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't rush and force myself into things. Let me just be patient until, you know, the next baby that I feel like I click with comes along. Speaking of almost being scammed, tell me, listen, guys, if there's one thing I dislike, I really dislike business pages that are just horrible at customer service. Like, your communication is shit. Everything about Yanni, everything is just horrible. You're only communicative when you want to get the money. But after you get the money, that's why I hate most businesses that normally say you have to pay before getting the product. Because let me tell you, even the ones that are normally nice to you, they're only being nice because they haven't gotten their money. Otherwise, I feel like most people are just not cut out for the business world. People don't really know how to communicate. And that's like the one simple thing as a business owner that you should do. Just communicate. That's it. Just communicate here too. Like, nobody's asking for a lot. Just communicate. So I made an order like about a week ago, all certain pieces of clothes. It was just two small outfits. So I ordered a few clothes, Ninini, and it took a really long time to get here. For one, apparently the page uses Pickup Mtani. Now, I've used Pickup Mtani with someone else, and I've seen how, as when I was ordering my shelves for the house, when I used them, like, you see how Pickup Mtani communicates. Like, they message you and all those things, da, 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 they reach out to you. So when I placed the order, I was like, oh, at least, I don't know, Pickup Mtani gives you that comfort of, I don't have to deal with the business person again. You get, like, I don't have to deal with the page again. Once they send you the message, now you're just with them. So it goes through almost like a week. Pickup Mtani has not messaged me. So I'm like, I text her. Actually, I said, Sujini likuwa wapi. Ilini hit too. I was like, oh shit, I paid for something and I'm not hearing any communication about it again. Like, I don't know, Mr. Howe at some point. Like, because it had taken that long, I actually even forgot about it. So then I go through my phone, my text, because I'm like, maybe the text came in and I just didn't see it. Because they usually get these texts from Sujini Domino's, Sujini Jumia, like all these texts normally just, you know, and I don't open them. So sometimes I guess I could miss like a message or two. So I'm going through it and I'm seeing, okay, since the day that I paid, there's no other text. There's no other than Zuma Safaricom, Masjid Nini. So I'm not seeing the text. So then I message the page and I just ask, I'm like, oh, it's been a couple of days and, you know, Pickup Mtani hasn't texted me or whatever. So then, at first she sees a message. She leaves me on red for a couple of hours. She reads a message. I'm seeing it seen. She responds like around, like, let's say I sent a message at midday. She responds like around 9:10, which I didn't really think much of it because I was like, okay, it's a business page. You wouldn't even talk on a job or anafanya kitu, like, you know, like, you can't just be expecting messages in the middle of the day. That's understandable. That's nothing too serious. That wasn't deep at all. That was not at my first problem. So then she texts me at night and she's like, oh, what's it? She's checking up on it. So I said, okay. So then the next day, nothing, no text, no nothing. At this point, I'm like, eh? Nah, you can't just be waiting for two pieces of clothes for 2 weeks, like, make it make sense. So I genuinely just text and I ask, like, is this a scam page? Like, there is nothing like, bro, you know how humble you are when you're texting. Is this a scam page? You know, you never know what you're going to get. Have you seen these people who are normally scammed on Twitter when they post a screenshot? The way those pages, one hour insulting you, like, one hour, bro, And some of those insults normally eat. Like, mbunu mekua mini vo, damn. So niska mtu na wende, usini eat tena na kamba kingine crazy. Like, unanimaliza twice. So I just asked, I was like, is this a scam page? Like, niambie tu, nisho tu. With my tail between my legs, I just asked humbly. So she's like, no. That's all she says, no. I'm like, ish, you have to give me something to go with. Like, at this point, bro, give me something to go with. You can't just be one-wording me and I haven't received my package. Even you, especially considering I'm a first-time client ordering with you. I've never ordered with you before, never messaged you before, never inquired about anything. Literally, the first time I text you and I send you the manual. Like, one thing about me, I do my things so neatly, like, so we don't have to have an interaction or back and forth or back and forth. Like, oh, you tell me this and this, this is where you pay to, da, 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 this is who, this is the rider that's going to come to you. Ah, yeah, sin evil. The rest, sinatumia tu akili. Una move when you unafaa ku move, ku make things easier for everyone. So then, she just says no. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, ini nini inaendelea? This, first of all, this is not very reassuring to me. And then also, why are you one-wording me? Like, be so fucking funny. You can tell I haven't gotten my package. You know, like, be more assuring. I'm a first-time client. Be more assuring. So then, later on, I think I partnered with my friend and I was like, I don't know if this is a scam page or... No, actually, I had gone to a client and I even told her, I was like, I don't know if this is a scam page or not. So she even asks me to see the page. So she goes through the page and she even tells me she's seen it before. She's seen it on her sponsor, da da da, and she doesn't think it's a scam because we also started going through her stories, and her stories you can actually see it's actually people who are tagging her wearing the clothes, not those messages and the WhatsApps. Thank you for the order. No, you can actually see it's actual pages tagging her. So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, maybe there's just something going on. So that day, after I finished everything that I had to do and I got back home, I messaged the page and I was like, is there any communication about, you know, the clothes or pick up and tiny or whatever? So then she tells me, she's like, oh, yeah, about 10 of her clients are complaining right now about their packages, and she's trying to solve that. At that point now, I'm already a bit pissed because I'm like, 10 of your clients have complained. Don't you feel it's on your part to even just create a message, like as I come out a copy paste to everyone, creates to a message and like paste to say, oh, there's some technical difficulties happening, da, 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 here and here, but I'm working on it. Just give me some time. Even give me like 24 hours, then I'll come back and communicate to you guys. It's as simple as saying that to people. It's really as simple as saying that. I feel like as a business owner, the smartest thing to do is be ahead of everything. Don't make your customers come to you and start asking you questions. Communicate to before. No easy vitu zikuwe, very transparent. Yani nikitu simple. It's very simple. Just say it before. Like, nobody's going to beat you. If it's something you can't control, you can't control it. But you can control how you communicate. It's as simple as that. I don't know. Basically, me na nothing if it was English, not going to common sense and simple. But then again, when you're dealing with humans, you start learning. Some things are very much not common sensey to people. Because I'm like, bro, Mrs. G, now that at that point, I started getting pissed off. Because I'm like, so if you had this information, you knew, baby, you knew. You could have said, say something. It's something I'm giving up on you. Like, for me. Now at that point is when I started getting pissed. So then, at this point, I'm just like, okay, thank you. Because, you know, also you can't start arguing with someone, especially someone who just received package. I'm like, okay, so thank you. We go through the weekend, nothing, no communication from pickup and tani, nothing. So I'm going to text her. I'm like, it's a bit crazy to be waiting for a package for all this time and there's no communication from your end. Is it possible if I could get like a refund back? Like, I don't really mind getting a refund. Atakamani. Half of the money, just send me the refund. Like, okay, I didn't say half of the money, but I just said send me a refund. So now at this point, now is when she starts saying, I say, oh, this and this happened, starts breaking down things, which is even pissing me off. So you have the information of what's going on, but you're not telling people, you're not communicating. Oh, sure, I say, nini, nini, nini. That now even started triggering me even more. Because I was like, is she dumb? Are you slow? What's going on? But still, you can't say these things. I'm also trying to be as super polite back because, again, I need to remember this is a business page. I'm being considerate to the fact that the other day she told me there's 10 clients who haven't received their things. I'm imagining maybe kuna mtu mwingine ashamtukana for me, so I don't have to do that job. I'm thinking, okay, there's someone else who's gotten aggressive with her and, you know, so I'm thinking, let me try and be the polite one so I can get my things as fast as possible. Because I'm thinking there's other people who've been rude to her. Let me try and be on the good side at least, because you know how people be. As a business owner, you know how people can be. So I'm trying to be as polite as possible. So I even break it down to her and I tell her, I think the smartest move that you can make right now is communicating and telling people what's going on. I feel like it's a bit unfair that I have to chase you and ask you, you know. And when I was making payment, I was very fast and quick with it. But then now you, when it comes to communicating, you can't give me that simple thing. I was like, it's a bit unfair. And, you know, like, are you seeing where I'm coming from? Like, I'm just trying to get her to understand me as well. I see dani pia ati na mkujiati na mwatak. Like, tuko on the same page. I'm on the same page with you. Like, we're seeing eye to eye. But I'm pissed. I'm trying to be level-headed, but I'm also pissed. I'm like, bruh, think mtu wangu, akili mtu wangu. Like, it's so simple. It could all be so simple. I genuinely wished we lived in a perfect world. Every day that you have to deal with people is so exhausting. Dealing with people is actually so exhausting. Like, sometimes nangalenga to parents with you and I'm like, you know why they used to come home and just start shouting? Just bear shouting. It's because they dealt with people the whole day. They worked a job they didn't like, a boss they didn't like, clients they didn't like. Like, dealing with people is actually so exhausting. It's actually so exhausting. Even dealing with people in the most simplest forms or situations in a home are so exhausting. Like, I don't know. I thought I was over it. It's like, I don't know. I really hate bad customer service. Especially those ones where you know now they're treating you like shit because they've already gotten your money. And you know how these pages normally now, even when you start asking for sujuu, they can't give it back. They don't want to give it back. So now I started even thinking, because now we've gone into the next week, she's still not communicating. I'm texting her, now she's even leaving me on scene. Now she's barely leaving me on scene. I texted her like on Monday, she's leaving me on scene. I texted her on Tuesday, I'm even texting ?. I'm like, hey bro, say something. Even tell me stop texting then. Just say something. She's not saying anything. So at this point, I started thinking, is there a way I can reach out to Safaricom? Because I still have the messages. I still have the M-Pesa message. I have that message of hers that came afterward. I'm like, is there a way I can reach out to them for them to just contact her so she can see it's serious to just send me back the money at this point? I don't stack his own go anymore. Like, usha jama to kutaki kitenye ume order anymore. Like, at this point, I was just pissed. Like, I don't want it anymore. You can keep it. Just give me back the money. So at this point, now when I texted her, I even sent her the ? The last text I remember I sent her, I was like, could I kindly just get a refund? Because this is really unfair. Like, your communication is really bad. Like, it's been 2 weeks. We're going back and forth for clothes. Like, be for real. And you just don't want to communicate. Like, be so serious. So I texted her and I asked if I could get a refund. The refund also she left on scene. Now this one now ticked me off. Now she just ticked me off. Now I'm starting to look for ways to reach out to Safaricom and just, you know, send them the information and everything. So that, you know, whatever. Even if they tell me, oh, I have to go to the police station, at least I knew when they contact her. At least she'd be, oh, okay. She'd know I'm being serious and think of sending me my money back at this point. Because now I was like, she's not taking my DM seriously. Like, ananicheza tu sasa. Like, people have things to do. Mind you, also, I was making back and forth trips going to this pickup ntani place. The pickup ntani place, when I go there, it's closed. I tried calling the number that they left on the place. No answer, nothing. So I've even messaged her and I've told her, bro, I've made several trips back and forth to that place. It's closed. Is there anything that you can tell me, like, you know, like, what's going on? Like, how do I proceed from here? I'm being left on scene. So I'm like, crazy. I even sent a ? Left on scene. So at this point, I asked her, I'm like, can I just get a refund? Like, I'm still asking politely because I still want to be on her good side. I'm not trying to be rude to anyone or anything. I'm just asking politely, like, can I just get a refund now? And, you know, life just goes on. She leaves me on scene. That point, I remember, I think I was doing things. Then I got back home like around 8, 9. And then I texted her and I was like, bro, this looks very shady on your end. I can't be sending you messages and you're ignoring me. And you know very well, I haven't received my package. I'm going to the place, you know, I'm burning fuel back and forth. The guys are not answering their phone. Da, da, da. I'm even showing her the call log, how I've tried calling them. Because, you know, at this point, I'm like, what's going on? I try calling Pickup Mtani's number is also off. Because I'm thinking, oh, maybe if I contact them, they can tell me what, if the package was sent out, if, you know, if this and this happened. So I'm like, bro, what do I do? I'm even, you know, I'm doing things that I don't have to be doing. Maybe kazi yangu ni could receive the package. Kazi yangu si kupigia companies and do what for it. Bro, for 3 pieces of clothes. Ay, gosh. You know, you can't be going through all that stress for 3 pieces of clothes. So then at this point, now when I think when I sent her the text of, oh, it's a shady, blah, 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 I think she started realizing, oh, if I do decide to expose her, there's nothing. You know, people always think, oh, well, someone's on a mission to expose them. Me sinanga yo energy yaku nini on the internet. Like, that's why I was even asking, is it a scam page? Come on, many scam ni sawa ni chukwe tu eliangu kama ni menda na yo. So then, now she responds. I guess baridi ilingia at that point. She felt like, oh, maybe I was going to do something. Because now it looks bad on her end. Like, I'm genuinely just asking her and she's just ignoring me. So I was like, bro, it really looks shady and bad on your end. Like, that's how I started the text. It looks really bad on your end. So then she responds and she's like, now she's being passive aggressive. Like, oh, what do you want me to do? I'm like, you know, she's even hitting me with, lol, okay, very passive aggressive messages and just very rude messages. So I even ask her, I'm like, wait, hold on a minute. Why are you being passive aggressive and rude? I have not been rude towards you. I haven't said anything that I shouldn't towards you. Like, I've just been trying to know where my package is. Like, I've really been polite with you throughout the whole process. I don't get why you're being rude and passive aggressive with me, like sijakufanyia anything. You know, at this point, I'm also just being respectable because if anything happens, I could make her look bad. Like, I could make her look bad at the end of the day. Because sijakuongelesha vibaya, sijafanya. Actually, wewe ndo unakaa vibaya. Wewe ndo uko on the wrong. Why are you being rude with me now? So then now, she sent me a number of siju, apparently her bodega who delivered the packages, which was one of another lie. Because then now she had also sent me a picture and said, oh, I'm at the shop delivering those things. That was one lie. She was saying she was the one who was delivering the packages. Then now she was telling me she's not even in the country. At it was a Haboda guy who did all those things. So I even sent her a message. I said, but you sent me this picture saying that you're at the shop right now taking the packages. So it wasn't even you doing that. Amali nitumia pecha ya kitambo sijui. Then now she also got passive aggressive. I don't know what text she sent afterwards. After in English MC Aboda, I didn't even continue talking to her. So I talked to the Buddha guy. I called him. I explained, oh, da-da-da, you were given a package by this page. Da-da-da, it was mine. You were delivering it to this pickup in Tani. Nini. So the Buddha guy was so helpful. Like, sijaona Buddha guy akona more common sense kuliko mtu mwingine. Usually, we be thinking Buddha guys are the ones with no common sense. Do you know how bad you have to be for a Buddha guy to be having more common sense than you? That's crazy. He was very helpful. He was really nice. He was just polite. He told me, oh, da, da, da. He said, let him contact them. He contacted them. Bro, I got my stuff in like 30 minutes, bro. In like 30 minutes, I got my things. 30 minutes, bro. I got my stuff. That was the most hectic order I have ever gone through on Instagram. And you know, it's at a recently I started, not at a recently. Well, it's recently that I've started ordering from people who I don't really know. Usually I order from my friends' pages and I just don't deal with other people. Like, if I don't know the page, if I don't know the owner, I never really bother. I'd rather order from these outside online stores and even wait a month. At least then you know you're getting something legit and you know you're going to get it on time and all that. And if there's anything going on, they email you. They're so professional. Like, people really lack professionalism. And Yoki Tunakonga is such a turn off. Like, it's such an ick.
She gave me the ick. Ick.
But yeah, that thing is such, it's so annoying. It's actually so annoying. But anyway, I got by 2 pieces of cream. Have you ever gotten something and you just didn't even want it anymore? Like, I don't even care for them anymore. I haven't even unpacked them. I'm not even going to wear, I don't even think I'm going to wear them. I haven't even unpacked them. They're still there. I don't know. Maybe I should just give them out to someone. Like, she left such a bad taste in my mouth. I don't even want. Staki atiki. I even blocked the page. Staki one of your page sent her to me. Like, she just left a bad taste in my mouth. I don't even think I want those clothes. I think I'm just going to give them to someone. I'll give them to, like, one of my friends who wants them, who they're going to be thinking, look, when it's that deep. Yeah. Yeah, for me it is. For me it is. Staki. Staki, waste of money. I just don't want it anymore.
Anyway.
That was just my experience with a horrible Instagram story. And, you know,
why me? You know, why me? Why me?
Today I watched, today I've been home. So that's why I actually even decided to record a podcast episode. Today I've been home. One of my 3 days, bro, I'm quite busy from Monday to Monday. And the worst thing is, on Monday, I was going through the worst possible hangover of my life. I went on a crazy ass bender over the weekend, and a lot of shit transpired over the weekend. So this is my first day just sitting and chilling. Literally, nimelala hadi, I think I woke up like at 10. I woke up at 10, and then I went back to sleep again. I just said, close your eyes until you go back to sleep again. And then I woke up like at midday. I ate lunch, and, you know, then I decided, let me watch like a movie or two. Since this is one of the times I get to just sit down and, you know, watch something, watch things that I need to catch up on or whatever. Like, this is my first free day in a long, long time. Well, since like last 2 weeks, yet a long time. So I watched these two movies, bro. The first movie that I watched was, I don't know if you guys have watched Nowhere. I watched Nowhere and Fair Play. I feel like the one thing, it's up there as the worst things that can happen to you in life, bro, is being a survivor. Mimi as a junior and being Lini. Nah, being a survivor is the worst thing. And it's you're going through a zombie apocalypse. You're over there fighting for your life, getting traumatized every day. It's never worth it. It's like we're having this conversation and we were talking about, like, you know, what happens when you're being kidnapped. And I feel like the worst thing in life is being kidnapped. Because tell me why, as you're being taken somewhere, you're being tortured. Maybe you've been tortured for like a year plus. People have already given up. People thought you died. Nobody's looking anymore. And then to Kibahati, you escape, right? Now you're a survivor. But do you know the trauma that comes with being a survivor? Like, every single time you close your eyes, you're just having flashbacks of the situation that you were in when you were being kidnapped, whatever it is that you were being done to, whether you were being branded like a donkey, you know, you were just being beaten. Like, you don't know what happens to people who've been kidnapped. Every time you close your eyes, you're telling me that's what you're going to see. And you're telling me that I'm strong for being a survivor. And then I think also the other worst thing is the fact that when you're a survivor, bro, it figures a point, life moves on. With everything, life moves on. I feel like what two who limit grieving period, y'all say. Life goes on. It'll figure a point where people are going to be like, eh, hey, I use kwa pity particular sequel. What do you mean I use kwa pity particular sequel? Dili kwa kidnapped, nili kwa tortured. What do you mean? Actually, I'm just supposed to move on with life. You're supposed to, you know, pick it up, get a job, because you have to keep on making money at the end of the day. You have bills to pay. Like, nobody is waiting for you anymore. Like, your shit equal a time frame. Do you know how crazy it is to have a time frame at such a situation? Like, what do you mean as your life goes on? I feel like there's bad things that can happen to you in life. And for one, it's being a survivor. Mimi honestly hate it. Okay, na tu kuni torture, malizanga tu kaumeniwa. Like, be so for real. Be so for real. I don't see any winning side or atiko. She's so strong. She persevered. Staki kukua strong. I'm not a strong soldier. Mm-mm. No. Just no. I feel like, just no. No. Hail to the no. And then, on Fair Play, I feel like, I really love movies. I should do an episode where I break down my favorite movies, like my all-time favorite movies. And you know how you just can't have one favorite movie? I feel like you have a favorite movie for every genre, for every type of movie, like, you have a favorite movie for every category. So you can't, it's not realistic to just have one favorite movie. I feel like I should do an episode or certain episodes where I break down like my favorite films. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I should just do that. So I was watching this movie because everybody has been watching it. This Netflix movie, Fair Play, this new one. I feel like I talked about it on my previous episode when I was talking about dating a financially compatible partner and stuff like that. Now, this one just takes an insane turn. It takes an insane turn. I also feel like I should talk about financially compatible friends because, bro, that matters as well, heavily. The crazy thing about this movie is the way the jealousy got so insane. The jealousy in this movie got so crazy that this man felt like he had to absolutely break her down to ground her so she does not feel like she's great. Like, goal yake ilikuwa kumbreak down, kumfanya asi why feel like she's anything great, like she's nothing. Bro, that movie took an insane turn. Honestly, if you want to watch it, just watch it. Like, the jealousy is crazy. And the thing is, why would you be jealous of someone when you're winning in the same field? Like, her intentions were so pure. She was like, you know, now the fact that she's winning, she's able to make him win too. You know? And he just decided, no, the jealousy was just, it just overpowered. Like, how come I'm not the vision? Not chikenga or say when you're how onangi the vision. Like, you know, those things also happen in friendships. Like, you don't want your friend to succeed. And you're not thinking, if your friend succeeds, bro, that means you succeed too. Like, if I'm winning, I'm definitely picking you up too. Like the is in India, when people are complaining at the OSG, Ruto hired his friends. I would do the eggs. I'm no better than that man. Even if I want a day, my friends are also coming with me in the same positions. Like, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of why we're here. Like, that's the whole point. So I've never understood that thing where jealousy comes in and you start thinking, it's way better to tear this person down than to see them succeed. Like, nah, that's another mental illness. That has to count as another mental illness. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, my boy. Ain't no way it has to count as another mental illness. And it also made me start thinking that a lot of people are normally in such horrible relationships and friendships where you're with someone who doesn't want to see you succeed. Because the second when he was succeeding and he thought he was getting the promotion, he was so happy. And then when he realized it was her, he was like, oh, everything changed. At that point, everything changed. And it's like, I feel like she should have left from there. That would be the one thing that would make me leave. Because why am I with you and you're not excited that I'm winning? She was so excited when he was winning. She was even thinking of, you know, dinner dates, whatever for him. Bro, he wasn't even there at the apartment the night when she got the promotion. He wasn't there, bro. I'm like, why are you even still thinking of ask? This person is clearly just jealous of your win. Okay, fine, tell me. Maybe you're sticking around and you know it's just a jealous phase and it's going to go away. But no, I don't think anything warrants your partner or your friend being jealous of you. It's just the way, like, a lot of people are in friendships where you guys are in friendships where you were doing the same thing or something that complements the other's thing. That you guys can still be in rooms where you mention this other person's name, but they won't because they have that kafia of you're good at what you do. What if you get to be better than them? So they just rather not mention you. And a lot of people are in such friendships. And I'm like, why are you there? Why are you wasting your time there? Why are you wasting time with a friend who doesn't want to see you succeed? Because then you know, eventually your friendship will go very stagnant. Like, mkotu in the same position. Like, no one is lifting the other one up. That's a very boring, horrible friendship. There's no growth in this friendship. And if there's a chance of growth, there's someone who wants to cut it short because they're scared of the other person succeeding before them. That's crazy. That's actually very crazy. And I feel like if you note that, it's okay to just leave it alone. Not everything has to be beef. Sometimes it's okay to just clock something, to notice something, and just distance yourself. I'm not necessarily saying that you watch a conversation saying no beef, but ujwange to just know where you stand. Know where you stand and know where you're putting your energy in. Because you are putting so much energy into that friendship and they would never do the same for you. They would absolutely never. They would never mention you anywhere. Just know where you stand and leave it alone. Like, songa tu benyula songa. Now at this point, ni wewe kujisa idea. Because also the time that you're wasting there is also going to, it's going to cost you. When you waste time somewhere with something that's right in front of your face, it's going to, you know, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you so dearly.
Anyway, there's a story time I have for you guys. I feel like I've been rambling and talking so much. There's a story time I have, something that happened to me over the weekend. I told you guys that I'd gone on a crazy bender. And you know, every time I leave the house, I always have something to tell you guys. And I've realized, you know what? Maybe I just need to stop interacting with people. Like, there's no good that comes from it. There's absolutely no good. Because whenever I'm home, I'm just good. When I go outside, it's always somebody that just wants to try me. Somebody. So anyway, before I start telling you guys a story, I saw this black queen on Instagram and she said that she was taught keeping quiet kept the peace until she realized whose peace is it keeping. Now, do whatever you want with that information. Do whatever you want with said information, but heavy facts. Because people always tell you, oh, be the bigger person, be this and this and that. When you're being the bigger person, the other person is still feeling so achieved that, you know, that they triggered you and they've moved on. Sometimes it's okay to trigger people back. I think of being at your home, suggesting you want to be known as a peaceful person. Sometimes it comes at your cost. I feel like the way we were taught, you have to know which battles to pick. I think that's where that play comes in. Sometimes it's okay kunyamaza, but also sometimes it's okay to tell people they have you fucked up. Yeah, just know which battles to pick easily. Yeah, I guess that's the motto. That's the life motto. Know which battles to pick, because sometimes kunyamaza, and I'm like, it's doing more damage to you than is. I've been in situations where I've also kept quiet on things and it did way more damage to me than good. Then I was like, there's no winning trying to be the bigger person or coming off as nice or whatever. Imagine, just be the bitch. You just rather be the problem. It's okay. Imagine, it's okay. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have your peace of mind knowing, yeah, you know, I said what I needed to say, I cleared what I needed to clear, and I want to move on with it. There was this tweet that asked, do you get offended by statements about you that aren't true? And I feel like for the most part, we're normally taught, oh, just, you know, ignore what people say. You know, a lie is a lie. It doesn't have to bother you. But you know sometimes how the lie can end up actually costing you. It can end up having people looking at you different, treating you different, carrying you a certain way. Because let me tell you, lies go such a long way. People really feed off lies. Because someone can go and say a story about you and say, oh, you know, Glo did this and this and she's so great at this. Your story will update, I forget what to attach to. But when someone says Glo did something chaotic, bro, the chaos one, the lie one, is the one that travels to so many people. Like, if it's something good, inafikianga tu watu kiasi. And then also, people won't keep on talking about it. The good people don't keep on talking about it. The bad people ran with that story for years and years and years and years. They don't care if it's the truth. They don't care if it's whatever. They just go with it. That's the story they'll go with. Even when something good happens, they'll be like, I've seen those people who something good will happen to someone and then they'll just be like, but I can't believe that this year that happened to her. Bro, why are you still focused on that? So you just focus on the good that's happening right now. Because people will always, always make sure the bad is brought up. Like, they just have to. So I don't know. But my answer with that is, like, it depends on the statement. But then I've also learned to not say it depends on the statement. If something is said about you that's not true, I feel like you do owe it to yourself to correct that shit. Like, why? First of all, why are you lying on my name? Because there are certain lies that also have people cutting you a certain way. People now just be thinking you just be doing anything. Now people also start cutting you a certain way and you carry yourself a certain way.
kusikia hizo statements ati anajifanyanga lakini anakuanga hivi. Sikwangi hivyo, hiyo ni story yenyewe mmesikia. And nobody do anything about that. So this goes into like the story time of something so random that happened to me over the weekend. So my friend hits me up and he's like, oh, you know, we patana here and here and we kick it. Like, we hadn't seen each other in a long time. And I was cool with that. I think that day there was nothing I was doing. It was the weekend. I had absolutely no plans. Actually, I had planned on staying in the house. And I'm always saying, whenever you're thinking of just doing something, staying in the house, whatever, just do it. I swear to God, just do it. Like, okay, another two connected now kwa mia usiende nje, usiende, usiende, imagine bakingi tu kwa nyumba, because you start going through unnecessary things, things that you just didn't have to go through. But then also I usually start thinking, why aren't people just mature enough to just so quite often decent? Like, you can be so sincere and so genuine with people, but they're moving so calculated with you. I usually hate that thing. Like, you're just being genuine and someone is just moving so calculated with you. Like, why is life like that? In all honesty, why is life like that? We'll never understand. You know, we'll probably even die before understanding that. But some people are just weird. Some people just move weird. So we're chilling in here. I figure to where they are. And he's with, like, a certain number of people. So when I got there, I'm like, oh, I didn't know, like, we're chilling like this. But anyway, it's cool. Like, I don't mind it. Like, usually I do prefer a heads up. Like, if I'm going to kick it with someone, I prefer a heads up of, you know, who's going to be there. There are going to be other people and stuff like that. Like, you just never know. You never know. And then also, maybe my energy was just for my homie at the time. Because sometimes, usually it's like, I need to interact now, see. Because I start chilling with people. Have you ever chilled with people who turn into questionnaires? Like, all of a sudden, now you just have so many questions to ask. Like, you just chill. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Act like you've been here before. Just chill. Katuchini. Katuchini na ukikit na have fun. Iwa mbea suju kwa questionnaire, suju unaza kuuliza nini nini. Bro, yo shitu ni bo so bad. Anyway, so we proceed and we were just chilling. At this point, I remember, bro, it was so hot. It was so hot. I did do and told everyone. I was like, if you guys want to start drinking, it's cool. You can, but I'm not about to join you right now. Like, I'll start drinking ukoma. Ugoma 4 or 5, it's a little dry meander, bro, because the sun is crazy. And have you ever gotten drunk when it's hot? Like, that shit is not fun. That shit is absolutely not fun. I don't like drinking when it's hot. Like, that's the one thing I really don't like doing. I really hate drinking when it's hot. Like, your body doesn't even feel right. Like, at a hibami. So if there's anything that's normally so uncomfortable, it's your body just being an abnormal temperature. Because why is my body this hot? Like, your shit was so uncomfortable. I really hate it. I really hate it. So at this point, we're just chilling. We're just chapping stories. Just getting to know each other. Also, you know, like icebreakers. Because I also didn't know everyone else there. So now, but everybody was really polite. And everybody was just really cool. So we're just chilling, talking. Chapping to my stories. So, you know, when you start reminiscing about things and just telling other people different types of stories. So at this point, my homie has to leave to go and do, well, my homie at the time, because I don't think I should call him my homie anymore. I feel like every time I'm coming to tell you guys a story time, I'm like, not my homie anymore. Because one thing about me, bro, me, I don't play this game. I feel like I'm very genuine with people. So when you're shady with me, I just leave you alone. I leave you where you're at. Like, it's not even beef or anything. It's just that now I know my place and I don't insist anymore. Why don't I insist? Why don't I jifanya a party when you're home yangu, now I see home yangu? Because if you are, you wouldn't do me the way you've done me. So he goes to do whatever he needed to do, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So at this point, I'm left now with two of his friends. One was supposed to be his girl and another girl. So I'm left with them. I'm like, oh, it's okay. We can chill and kick it in my car. And I guess we can start drinking now because in my head, I intended to go home. So I was like, let me drink a little bit. Ali, nianze kusuba up like around, you know, up on my 6. So by the time it's like 7, I can start driving home. I wasn't also planning. Like, my intentions were not actually to be outside. I wasn't even planning on actually drinking crazy or whatever. Like, nilikuwa nishaji limit. Nilikuwa nishajua, okay. Then I took like 2-3 shots. Kama nimesha home. if it would. Like, that was just the plan. I wasn't even supposed to be outside that long, honestly. The only reason also I was outside that long was because it was hot, so I couldn't also start drinking that early. So I was like, it's okay. I started drinking around 4. I started drinking around 4. I started sobering up around 6. I can start going home 7:30, 8. That's fine. I was like, that's okay. Nikuwa nisha calculative. Ah, yeah. So my friend, so we're in the car, we're chilling, and then we start drinking with these babes. They're all so nice to me. We're just kicking it, having fun, blah, blah. At this point, now we start getting tipsy. So my friend comes back and he's like, Jati, we go to this, was it like a restaurant or something like that, to continue drinking. Now, me for one, I know restaurant and club liquor is pretty pricey. And at that point, I was not going to spend money at Anini. I was like, either way, my plan was to be home. My plan was to order in food, like a pizza or something, and just watch movies the whole weekend. Like, that was my plan. I can insist. I can say, oh, no, I don't have to worry about it. That you asked, we're not paying. I was like, okay. But either way, I know I'm not going to drink because I'm driving. So, me personally, me nika do ni me kwa driver ya wasi. So, his girlfriend stays in my car. Well, his girlfriend at the time, because also now she's not his girlfriend no more. So she sits in my car and she's like, yo, she wants to kick it with me because she's having such a good time with me. I'm like, cool. I don't mind it, you know? Something about me. There's just something about me that's fun. I can't explain it. You know what I'm saying? So she decides to kick it with me. I'm like, it's cool. We can go together. So we drive to the restaurant that they're going. We get there. Blah, blah. We start taking shots. I think I took like 2 shots and then I was like, I'm done. I was like, because I'm driving. Because now everyone was like, I didn't know you have to drink. I'm like, according to go class 1. I don't like also hanging out to people who are normally telling you, no, you have to drink, Leave me the fuck alone. If you see me taking 1 shot, there's a reason I've just taken 1 shot. I like to drink. But if you see me limiting, I know what I'm doing. So now I took like 2 shots and I just continued like chugging like bottles of water. Just back to back, I'm just drinking water. At this point, nikai do at least niko busy. Nikai do mdomangu nikai busy. You see, I'm like scared you have to think. So then at this point I started getting really cold and I think I wanted to go to the car and change. So when I went to the car to change, she offered to take me. She was like, oh no, don't go alone. It's not safe to go alone. I'm like, oh, she's such a girl's girl. Let's go, honey. So she takes me to the car to change. And when we're in the car, in the middle of me changing, this girl literally goes and tells me, oh, see, I hope you don't find it weird that, you know, I'm with the nigga that you used to be with. Just first. I'm like, which nigga? So at this point, I think, oh, she's dating 2 men at the same time. And she's dating my ex and then my homie. I'm like, that's crazy. So I'm like, which nigga? She says, that nigga that we left in the club, my homie at the time. Bro, have you ever been disgusted in your life? Listen, I know you're going to ask me, can you glow away? There's a certain type of man I date and there's a certain type of man I just don't date. And when you start lying on my name, bro, it's disgusting. What's not assault, but should count as assault? Lying that I'm your body should be assault. Bro, I don't care. It's not assault, but it should be. Those things are so disgusting. You guys remember this one time I went on a rant on my Instagram and I was talking about how I cosanad with a previous friend about a similar situation, lying that he was sleeping with me. Bro. Izo vitu hunishukishia, bro. Like, because then I started thinking, who have you told? Who's looking at me and thinking, Eglo just be fucking on anything? Bro, listen. No. Why would you do this to me? Somebody probably looks at me and, you know, whenever I'm doing those question times on Instagram and I'm like, oh, you know, I've been celibate. Somebody's looking at me like, this girl is just a liar. And you know, it's because, and I'm not here to drag anyone or to whatever. It's a certain way I carry myself. And it's a certain way. It's one of the things that I just don't do. Personally, me, myself, I just don't be sleeping with anybody. Because for one, even before I do get to the point of having sex with someone, I feel like there has to be a certain need there. There just has to be something there. There has to be a bond or whatever. I don't just be fucking on anybody and say, oh, Sujati, I got drunk. Okay, let's go. or oh, Sejuati, I did this, let's go. And I know there are certain people who, I've had this conversation with so many people, even the time when I was talking about how I've been celibate, saying, Nini, that people were like, that's a lie. There's no way that you're just gonna year without sex. No way. It's just no way. I'm like, bruh, just because you can't doesn't mean I can't. Just because you be doing this doesn't mean I have to be doing what you're doing. You know, I remember this time also I was friends, like my friend group was just guys, like they were my best friends at the time. And everyone was like, there's no way I'll Jadishi at least one of the one person here. And I was like, why does it have to be like that? Like, why would you just have to think that I had to have had sex with someone here? Later on, we got to understanding that I was saying, walikuwa wanadishana na homie yake. So now I was thinking, oh, so you're projecting on me just because you were doing it. Now you think I have to have been doing it. Like, there's just, it's just not realistic. Bro, some of us have self-control. Like, I just don't have to be doing certain things. I feel like there are certain morals and ninis that I just have for myself. It doesn't mean that I walk around judging people and thinking that, oh, you're so weird for doing that. No. Imagine mambo yako ni mambo yako. But me, there are just certain things that I don't do. When I call someone my friend, they're just my friend. Now, because we're having this conversation, was it this weekend with my friends, with my friend and his brother and the girlfriend? And I was talking about how I see, oh, you can just casually sleep with someone and still be their friend. I was like, there's no way. You see me at such a vulnerable state. Your wee-wee has been in my wee-wee. Wee-wee? And you want to say we're just friends? Nah, bro, you already complicated that shit. You already complicated it. You will never catch me calling someone my friend. Nah, Johnny Memdishi. Ain't no way. Hey, tu niseme jinaki. Hey, tu niseme, oh, me to this person. I'll just say their name, but I won't now start lying. I say they're my friend. They're not my friend. I know they're not my friend. I know. I'm aware. I'm very much aware. Why do I have to, you know, why do I have to start doing some things? Why am I walking around and telling you, oh, this person is my best friend. Nah, John, I'm cool on the low. That you should be weird. But okay. Not you just saying, I'm not judging, and then I say it's weird. It's just that I just wouldn't do that. I know how to differentiate things, and I just don't do those things. Like, I just don't. I'm not those ones that were, oh, bestie, but now I'm cooler on the low. Like, no, I don't do those things. So when she told me that, she really threw me off. Mind you, I'm in the middle of changing. At your time, kidogo sweater ikwe inaingia. Because now, halfway of the sweater being in my head is when she decides to disclose this information. I'm like, sis, I just don't know what else to take. At this point, I even take off the sweater. Because now, I'm like, everyone forgotten how to wear the clothes. Because she threw me off. She threw me off entirely. So then, I look at her and I'm like, who? Then she tells me, that nigga. I'm like, bruh, I have never been with that nigga. I'm not his ex. Nothing has ever happened between us. I am telling you this for a fact. Then she's like, are you serious? So she starts breaking down the things that he's been saying. We used to smash, nini, nini, and then we started dating. But have you ever felt like throwing up? Let me tell you, for one, the people who are always lying about you being their body are people I would never even look at twice. Never, ever. Ata ningekuwa manjaji. Ata, let me tell you, even if I was on the brink of death. Let me tell you, for one, I'm not even those type of girls who are team. When I get drunk, I start thinking, oh, what am I going to... But me, when I get drunk, I start talking about Chris Brown. I'm so annoying. I'm so annoying, actually. When I get drunk, I start telling random facts about Chris Brown. Like, I'm such a turn off when I'm drunk. If you think you're ever going to get me drunk, then I think, I get freaky. I leave a sad break dancing, bro. I start doing the heartbeat dance. Listen, bro, Nasiji could dance. So you can imagine I don't know how to dance, but I want to be the one dancing in the room. Like, you know, there's just certain things that I just don't do. So whenever somebody lies on my name, I usually feel like it's so disgusting because I have certain morals that I uphold for myself because there's a certain way I carry myself. I don't just be doing anything. Like, in all honesty, I just don't be doing anything. So you're just doing me, bro. Like, have you ever felt like throwing up? Like, ningekuwa nimelewa tu vizuri, I feel like ninge throw up. Because, I wish I could even tell you guys who it is. Like, unangalia tu msi, and then you're thinking there's someone out there who believed. And then there's someone else who's running with the narrative and probably saying, ude muna mwananga even anakoga ex was tujui na nini na nani. Those things piss me off. And then, you know, also, at the same time, I didn't want to start saying things like, because this is a wood game, not gonna nigga go.
Now it'll be like,
it'll be like, I'm insulting her. So I had to be really calculated with the things I was saying. Like, but I really wanted to get a lot off my chest. I really just wanted to get a lot off my chest that day. So at this point, when we're going back into the club, I was like, you know what? Let's just go back and I will deal with it another day. I'll address it another day. At this point, I was like, you know what? Nisa danganywa anyway. Ain't nothing new. Nisa danganywa anyway. So now when we're leaving, I don't know. He says some slick shit to her. Oh, no, she's the one who said something. Because now she feels like everything was just a lie. So she said something to him and then he started insulting her. And I was like, nigga, yeah, you're a liar because you know very well I'm not your ex. I've never been your ex. There's never been anything going on between us. Eh, that's a period you come through off. I didn't think he expected me to ever have been told that shit. And it started making a lot of sense because there was one of his previous girlfriends who actually, there's a time we went out and we got drunk and then she started crying. You know those people who get drunk and start crying? So she started crying, so I'm just over there. I'm like, oh, it's okay, babe. Why are you crying? What's wrong? You know, do you want a smokey? Do you want a smokey? Do you want a hot dog? Because I usually really don't know what to do with people who are crying. Like, okay, maybe I've had my times of crying, but me, mine, I think I've been very valid. Like, I'm not just crying for kulia to out of nowhere. I just drink, then I start crying. I'll start crying, like, if you insulted me, then yeah, I'll start crying. So then she was like, I used to feel like you hated me. Da, da, da. So now a lot of things are coming into play. And I was like, oh, this is why these girls were saying that. Because then they're being told, oh, she used to be my ex, but she's like a sister now. Kissing my teeth for real. What do you mean? Ati, he let me down easier. Ati, now I'm just a sister. And you... this one is another mental illness. Lying about a body, lying about someone being your ex, it's another mental illness. Because, okay, I know we started off the year by saying it's okay to be delulu, but no, kuna kukua delulu alafu kuna kwa mjinga. Because now, no, some of them are just, they're just bare lies. We were saying, be delulu about reasonable things. Don't be delulu about, no. Let me tell you, I don't think I've ever been that disgusted in my life. I was so disgusted. And then now even the other, now his homies also started dying. They were like, Kumbi, you are lying about her being your ex. Bro, have you ever just stood somewhere embarrassed? I got into the car. I was just like, yuck. What am I associating myself with? You know, usually also sometimes whenever something happens to me, I usually just ask myself, also you, what are you associating yourself with? Because I usually, I think, now I've become my mom. Usually when I tell my mom things, she'll be like, okay, it's okay, baby, my baby. But also you, wewe, in these situations. My mom will always ask me those things. So yeah, sometimes, most of the time I find myself, I really turn into my mom. I find myself asking myself that after a situation. I'm like, also you, what are you doing here, Gloria? Now after, you know, government, they Gloria, unafanya nini hapa? And then you need to be serious. You need to be serious about what you're doing because it's looking like you're the unserious one. Anyway, so there's that. It just bored me. And it was like, then I thought about that tweet of there are statements, like wrong statements about you that actually trigger you because you know they aren't true. Yes, such statements really do trigger me. These statements of, you know, we used to smash, we used to do that. Because now, there are also people who are looking at the situation of, oh, if this nigga has had her, what's stopping me from having her? You know the way men normally think. I never ever want anyone to look at me and think, oh, you too, bro, niogopange kabisa. Mi ukinionanga niogopange kabisa. First of all, my face doesn't even be friendly to be letting just anybody up into me. And then there's somebody out there who's just lying. So somebody's just thinking, ah, kunde, anajifanya tu, no, digo na maringo kabisa, please, never, ever, 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 ever. It just made me start thinking about a lot of things. I started thinking about the people who are DMing me. Maybe they are thinking, what? Bro, no. You start thinking, someone is just looking at you and they're thinking they stand a chance. You know, those things actually pissed me off. So yes, there are certain statements that when they're not true, they're actually so triggering because now people start cutting you a certain way. it starts moving from the way you carry yourself to now how people start carrying you. What ends up people follow Kunje, and that actually is so annoying. It's actually so annoying. But anyway, I've come to the end of my rant. I'm like, anyway, yappa for about 60 minutes. It's almost an hour, guys. I don't know. I guess that's the end of the episode. That's just what I wanted to talk about. It's always reminded me of the situation where someone was telling me, oh, since I've always had like, it's a known thing. My previous best friend was a guy. People have always had that question of, I prefer guy friendships to women friendships. Because I remember having that conversation with someone and I was like, I absolutely have never said that. And I don't think like that because, in all honesty, most of the guys I've known have actually been such bitches. Bro, men are worse. Because when a man is a bitch, he's a bitch. Like, you know when a woman is a bitch, they're just, When a nigga is a bitch, they're a bitch. And they're a bitch for real. Like, it's actually so real. So anyway, I don't think there's a difference of guy friendships and female friendships. I think it's just a person that you meet in life. Okay, meet mtu akona sense. Okay, meet mtu hana sense. Like, it's not even a gender thing at this point. When you just meet the right people, you meet the right people. Because I also have guy friendships that are so great. We've been friends, 5 years plus? Some of them, 8 years plus. My longest friendship, we're not friends anymore. So, yeah. So, 8 years, 5 years plus on my guy friendships. I've had female friendships 10 years plus. I've had even 10 plus years because there are people who I'm still friends with from primary and high school, beginning high school. So, we're still friends till now. And let me tell you, when you meet people who have sense, you meet people who have sense. And when you meet people who don't have sense, you just meet people who don't have sense. So there's nothing about that, female friendships are better or all men friendships are better or all female friendships are shit and men friendships are shit. No, when you just meet people with sense, you meet people with sense. Don't ever start thinking you have to be in a certain clique. Or I feel like people get to that pressure of, because then now you feel like you have to stick in a horrible female friendship because you're scared of people turning around and calling you a pick me and saying, you're those girls who say, hanging around with niggas is better. No, let me tell you, when you meet people who have sense, just stick with those people who have sense. Don't be gaslit into things that you don't want to do. When you meet genuine people in life, you'll just meet genuine people in life. And you'll know. You'll just easily know. You'll meet people who have the same morals as you, That's also another thing. One thing I also realized, every single friendship that I've had, whenever I see people who don't have the same morals as me, it never lasts. Like this guy now, I'm telling you, I've seen him do people so shady, so dirty, da-da-da. And was I shocked that I got done dirty this time? You know, even my previous friendship, I've seen that person do people so dirty. And, you know, it was just a matter of time before it happened to me. And my friends who we have, our morals align, we're still friends till today. That's why you can have long-term friendships, because these are people who have the same morals as you. Ni watu wako na akili tu. So that's one thing I do. It's a harsh reality. It's such a harsh reality. But anyway, do whatever you want to do with that information. Until next time, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for the love on the previous episodes. I see all your messages, you guys talking about how you love listening to me and you could just listen to me the whole day. And I don't know, those things are always so sweet, guys. Because what do you mean? Whenever I'm editing an episode, I hate hearing myself. I'm like, fuck. Shut up. Shut it. Fuck, I'm dumb. Apologize to your mouth because it'd be running. But anyway, guys, thank you so much again. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter, youbetterasksomebody_ on Instagram, and the YouTube is You Better Ask Somebody Podcast. Guys, until next time, bye.